We got a clean signal. I can hear you all the way from Honolulu. And, of course, we have Poku Stevens Brito on the line. And I would say newest Circle champion, but she's a repeat Circle champion. Just closed a deal recently. And, of course, this is the part I love, is being able to speak with people who just closed a deal and give you guys the opportunity to hear their experience, hear how they did it. Understand that mere mortals can do this, and also get your questions answered. So, congratulations, Hoku. There's your husband Ayala right there, and like I said, live in Honolulu, Hawaii. This is part two. This is the second time I've interviewed them as a Circle of Champion member, and they just bought 9 properties in Indiana. So they're sitting in Honolulu, purchased 9 unit building in Indiana. So we've got to talk about that. And I got another picture for her. She's sitting in this one. I hear these two pirates right here. this is their day job. This is what they actually, how they spend their time in Hawaii.
That's right. We dress like that every day.
When they're not taking down deals in Indiana, this is how they walk the streets in Honolulu. Hoku sent me this fun photo, so I had to put it up there. That's a great photo of you two pirates. So thank you for that one, Hoku. For everyone, there's the property. It's 9 units. And what is that? Is that a boarding house? Tell me about this property, Hoku.
This actually used to be a 6-plex. It was converted to a 9-plex illegally. That was part of the reason why it took us so long to close it, is we had to get it passed by the county. So it did eventually go through. So it's basically just 1 bed, 1 baths in 1 big house, which is actually pretty typical of small apartments in Indianapolis.
Okay, I was going to ask, this is in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes, yeah.
All right, so there it is. So, as way of background, a lot of people, they don't know your background. So I've got some questions I'm going to ask you, and I've got them on the slides here. Of course, Hoku, feel free to answer or not answer any question you feel like. Feel free to ad lib on anything you want. I just want to have some kind of seed questions in here. But let's start with your background. So to share with everyone, what is your background? What prompted you to get started with real estate and apartments? How long have you been involved? And what training have you received?
That's a good question, actually. My husband and I were living in a tent in Waianae in the nasty part of Hawaii for a long time, and we decided that this was not the way to live off of grid and that we should make some money. So he is not a general contractor, but he's been in construction for the last 40 years, and I've been running different businesses, so we decided to get together and flip houses. That's basically this idea that we invented that seemed like it made a lot of sense at the time. And so we started taking some different programs. I first looked into single family properties, and I did some programs. I had no background. I'd never bought or sold a house before. I didn't know anything about real estate or any of the markets when we got into it. And I received training from multiple different mentors. You were the second person that I worked with, but you were the first person that actually any of the work that I did actually worked, and we actually did our first wholesale and made our first amount of money working through your program.
Oh, wow, thank you. That's great news. That's fabulous, fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just gave part of your story to realize you guys are living in a tent at one point in Hawaii?
We were living in a tent without water or electricity when we first started.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, well, I'm going to hear more about that.
It was very interesting lifestyle.
Well, if you're going to do it, Hawaii is the place to be doing that. All right. So, I understand background. And let me ask you this. Had you done some deals? Had you done any single family deals prior to your first multifamily deal?
I did not, actually. This was my first multifamily deal was flipping with you, and I also have a mentor here in Honolulu, and we bought our first keep and hold about the same time we were flipping that 12 unit in Houston. So we did not have a background prior to, and we didn't do any work with single families before that.
All right, so everyone should know Hoku's first deal was, and she just said she flipped a 12 unit here in Houston in my backyard from Honolulu. She made $10,000, and she got her assignment fee before closing. They paid the $10,000 assignment fee, and then they went to close. So this is the second time I've interviewed her, and I know you got a third one you've already working on or closed, but let me stick on this one. So let's get back to this 9 units. So you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, or you're looking through the internet in Indianapolis, Indiana. Share with us, how did you find this property? What was the situation? What was the opportunity? And how'd you go about pursuing it?
Well, there's been a lot of different ways I've found properties down there. I've narrowed in on a couple of different ones through my own postcards that I've done. But this one in particular we actually found was listed with a realtor who does buying tours for my group of buyers here in Honolulu, and it was given to us as part of a mentorship group. And I had it under contract. Actually, one of my fellow investors had it under contract, and it was too scary or too big of a deal for him. And he was taking too much time to close it, and we kept saying, if you don't want it, we'll take it. If you don't want it, we'll take it. So he didn't want it eventually, and so we bought the contract from him, and we took another 6 months to get it all sorted out, and that's how we closed it. So that property originally came from a realtor who's been working with us for many different properties.
I understand. So it came through an agent. Was it a motivated seller situation? What was prompting the sell?
Absolutely. The owner was retiring, and he was military. I think he was about 90 years old, and he'd had this property forever. It was in really bad shape, but it was fully rented. So we said, we'll take it off his hands, and we got a really good price for it because of that.
Super, super. So you're kind of getting into it now, so this is a great segue. Let's talk about the numbers on the deal. If you don't mind sharing, if you don't want to, that's perfectly fine, too.
I'd be happy to, no problem.
Okay, so you talked to everyone about your purchase price and how was the negotiation with the seller, although I guess you were negotiating through the agent. Talk some about that.
We had an interesting situation because I have a number of other properties down there already. My contractor was friends with the seller. And so we had a really difficult time working through the agents. I hate working through agents. I always like working directly with the seller. So when we ended up not having a lot of success working through agents, I sent my contractor to go talk to him. So we were doing most of the negotiation on the side anyway, and that's how we worked out a lot of the details.
Good, good. I love that. Was it a tough negotiation? For people who haven't done a deal, explain how your negotiation went.
It wasn't a tough negotiation, actually. He was just, the details were tough. So it's hard to really explain to you the situation there, but the details were really tough to narrow out. First of all, we were going to get financing for it, and they were requiring a lot from the seller, and the seller didn't want to provide anything. He had absolutely nothing written down as far as his profit and loss statements. He self-managed. He didn't keep track of anything. So, you know, that we were able to decipher the numbers and determine that it was a deal, but it wasn't official enough for a lender. So because of that, we had a lot of difficulty with him, and he had to sign disclosures, and he didn't want to. So that's why I used my contractor to help close a lot of these side little details. But as far as the price, they took the price, you know, it appraised, and we just offered the appraised value, and they took that price.
So what was the price? What did you buy it for?
We bought it for $90,000.
Nine units for $90,000?
Yes.
$10,000 a door?
That's right.
What kind of rent are you getting, Hooker?
They're renting for $550 to $650.
Is that all bills paid?
Is that all bills paid? Yes, that is all bills paid.
Well, that is a cash cow, I can tell you right
it
now.
It is. Yeah, we're stoked.
But not so yet, you're stoked, I guess so. Oh, my gosh. $10,000 a door, 100% occupied, and you're getting net, let's say, $450 to $500 a door. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Great job. Great job. So now let's talk about the funding. Everybody wants to know about this. And how did you find your funding for this deal? Because you had to cash them out, cash your seller out. Mm-hmm. And then from that, what are your plans for this property?
So this property is going to be a keep and hold for us. We absolutely didn't want to flip it. We could have and made a lot of money on it, but we're going to keep it for a couple of years, see how it cash flows and raise the value, and if we want to sell it, then we will, but I doubt that will happen. This is one of the better cash flowing units that we found, and it basically cost the same price as buying my threeplex last year, so we're pretty happy about that. So we're going to keep this one long term. Funding has been interesting. Actually, I ended up closing with a private lender, but I JV'd on this property. They actually had the contract, and I wanted it, and they didn't know Indianapolis and weren't comfortable dealing with that area. So I JV'd and took the majority of the profit for the deal in order to manage it. And by manage it, I mean have my manager manage it and manage my manager. So I thought that was a pretty good situation for me. So they found us. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
I was going to say they found us. The original person who had under contract found a lender, and we worked with a number of different lenders, and it was pretty much very difficult because of how cratchety the seller was to get it. So I ended up bringing in a private lender for this, and then we're going to refinance it in about 30 days. Once we have all of our leases and everything written out properly.
All right, you opened two doors for me, because that's both my questions. All right, so the first one, you're sitting in Honolulu, this thing is whatever it is, X thousand miles away. You said something about management. Who's doing the management for you?
I have a property manager. I have a couple of property managers down there. So one of my property managers does some contracting and handyman stuff, so he's fixing it up for me and turning some of the empty units. And one of the units is an office, so we're converting it back to a rental unit to, of course, increase our cash flow. So he's going to handle that and then stick some tenants in there for me.
Smart, smart. All right, so going back to your refinancing. So you're going to, when you're going to refinance, how much are you going to, pull cash out?
We're going to pretty much full cash out. So I think their refinance is, they do 80 to 90%, and it'll be So we'll probably be getting a loan for about $75,000, and it'll be at 6%.
Wait a minute, you said the loan is for $75,000. You mean $75,000 over the 90?
No, $75,000 total. So they will probably not cash us out 100%, which is fine. We were planning to put some cash down on it.
Well, wait a minute. It's got to be worth a lot more than $90,000. Why would you need to wait longer in order to do a cash out refund?
We don't. It's just the lenders that we're working with. So we're not working with a bank. We're working with some different money lenders, and they require that you own it for 30 days before they will cash out. And basically, it actually isn't worth more than that. I mean, cash flow wise, it is, but it actually appraised for the price that we bought it at.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. All right, there's a cash flow market. Holy. Oh my gosh.
It's a cash flow market, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great. All right, that's looking nice for you. Okay, so you got your second deal under your belt here. What's next for your business? What's next for you and Aiello's business?
Well, we actually have done a number of deals in between. So we also have a fourplex that we flipped and held, and we're going to continue to keep and hold properties in that area in particular. But we've also started our first single family flip here in Honolulu. So now we're cashing into this market as well. So basically what's going to happen in the next 6 months is Ayala is going to join the business and start managing more of the projects here in Honolulu so I can take on more projects in the mainland. So we're basically going to attempt this fall to double our income. So we'll see how that goes.
Super. You start flipping houses in Honolulu, you talk about big flip fees.
That's nice. Flip fees. Yeah, it's very expensive. So, but it is worthwhile because we do cash out quite well too.
That's outstanding. All right, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
So, good question. I got two questions for you. First one is, so what did this deal mean to you guys? What did it mean to you?
It was putting the last piece in place for my husband to be able to retire from his job. So I'm already retired from my job. I do real estate full-time, and I coach, which I highly enjoy. But the rest of it, I'm not working for anybody, and my husband has been, and the goal has been to retire him. So now that we have enough passive income from our keep and hold properties, he'll be able to do that in the fall.
That is outstanding. You just warmed my heart. That is great. Congratulations. Congratulations, guys. To be able to do this with real estate. That's outstanding. Oh,
coming from living in a tent, we no longer live in a tent. We we moved over to the nice side of the island.
Let me ask you a question. So I got a follow up to that then. How long has it been from the time you were living in a tent where you're now retired? How long is that time period then?
It was 5 years, but it's been 4 years since we started doing real estate.
4 years since we started doing real estate. All right. That's a fabulous story. That's a fabulous story. All right, so you've gone from tent to financial freedom, financial independence. And so we've got people listening, and they're going to be listening, Hoku, who have yet to do their first deal, or maybe even considering real estate. So what would you share with them? What is the single most important thing you've learned in this process?
It's hilarious. It's the same thing I learned when I did my first flip. It's persistence. This property was under contract since November, and we just closed it. So if I had given up on this deal, that would have been a huge, huge deal that somebody else would have walked along and grabbed, because it was an excellent property. So we just stuck with it. We didn't have to do that much. We just kept following up. And, it's the same thing. Any of these good deals, a lot of times they have title problems and they're difficult closing, but if you just stick with it, you end up with really good deals.
Wow, that is great. That is, I would say the most common answer. It is the most common answer. Persistence. Sticking to it. When you think it's not going to happen, keep pushing it in. You drove it across the finish line, didn't you?
Yeah, we didn't think this property was going to close. But we didn't give up on it.
All right. Well, I am super proud and excited both you and Ayala, and knowing more about your story, I'm very humbled about what you've gotten able to do. Congratulations.
Thank you.